Case: educate Alex about financial services. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Alex is a 38-year-old freelance graphic designer and rideshare driver who arrives looking frustrated. After welcoming the client and establishing rapport, the counselor asks what brings Alex in today. Alex: I've been trying to save money, but it feels impossible with my situation. I don't have a traditional bank account anymore. About 3 years ago, I had some financial problems that led to being flagged in check systems after too many overdraft fees. Now I use prepaid cards and cash for everything. Counselor: can you tell me about your current financial management approach? Alex: I get paid through direct deposit to my prepaid card, and I cash some checks at a check cashing store. I keep my savings as cash hidden at home, but that makes me nervous, and I've dipped into it more times than I'd like to admit. I've managed to save about $600 for emergencies, but I know that's not enough. Counselor: how do you know that's not enough? Alex: my car needed repairs last month, and I had to use a payday loan to cover part of it. The interest is killing me. I've heard about online savings options and mobile banking apps that might work for me, but I'm not sure which ones are legitimate or how they work. I also worry about the security of digital options. Alex sighs. My income is actually decent now, around $3,200 per month, but it's irregular. I want to build better savings and stop relying on expensive short-term loans when emergencies happen. I also need a better system than keeping cash at home, but I don't know what options exist for someone in my situation. Question 1. What banking and savings options could the counselor discuss with the client, considering their current irregular income and reliance on cash? Question 1 sample response. The counselor could help the client get their check systems report, and the reported items could be removed. These are reporting limits similar to how credit reports work. Most credit unions and banks use check systems. Question 2. What alternatives to payday loans could the counselor recommend that would be accessible to someone without a traditional banking relationship? Question 2 sample response. The counselor could recommend that instead of turning to costly payday loans, the client explore several more affordable alternatives that do not require traditional banking relationships, including first-time borrower programs, which some banks and credit unions offer. Credit union payday alternative loans, PALs, typically offer small loans at significantly lower interest rates than payday lenders, even to those with limited banking relationships. Community Development Financial Institutions, CDFIs, specialize in serving underbanked communities and offer small-dollar loans with reasonable terms. Income advance apps would allow the client to access their earned wages before payday for minimal fees, using direct deposit history rather than banking history for qualification. For vehicle repairs specifically, many auto repair shops offer payment plans or financing options that are far less expensive than payday loans. The counselor should reassure the client that not having a traditional bank account does not mean their credit is bad. Question 3. How could the counselor help the client develop an emergency fund strategy given their irregular income pattern and current financial habits? Question 3 sample response. The counselor could help the client establish a comfortable minimum income month baseline by reviewing their earnings over the past year. This would involve examining direct deposits to their prepaid card and any checks they cash at check cashing stores to identify their lowest monthly income during that period. This information would give a realistic financial floor to work with when planning. The counselor then might say something like, "For your emergency fund, I suggest initially aiming for $1,000 in a secure, accessible account, perhaps an online savings account without check systems checks, then gradually building toward 1 month of your average expenses and ultimately reaching 3 to 6 months of expenses. Rather than saving a fixed dollar amount, commit to saving a percentage, perhaps 10 to 15% of each payment you receive, which automatically adjusts to your income fluctuations." The counselor could ask the client how that feels for them. Question 4. What electronic money management tools might benefit the client, and how could their concerns about security and legitimacy be addressed? Question 4 sample response. The counselor might recommend several digital banking tools designed specifically for people outside the traditional banking system, including second chance mobile banking apps and budgeting applications that can connect with prepaid cards to help manage irregular income. To address the client's security concerns, inform that legitimate financial apps use bank-level encryption technology, and many are FDIC insured, making them more secure than keeping cash at home. When evaluating any financial app, recommend they verify it is registered with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, and check its reputation through consumer protection organizations. Share that these digital options provide enhanced security through features like instant transaction alerts, biometric authentication, and the ability to freeze accounts immediately if suspicious activity is detected.